愿大家平安。
May peace be with you.
如果我们拿美国的钱来看
，If we take a look at the U.S. currency，
啊，第一个小写是一个数目。
First, you'll notice the dollar amount.
啊，第二个你可以看到一句话。
Then you will notice a statement.
哦，那这个数目可能是一、十、一百。
So the number may be a 1, 10, or 100.
哦，所以代表啊，这个这一张纸的价值。
It represents the value of that piece of paper.
哦，但是还有一句话更重要。
But then there is an even more important statement.
哦，那一句话就是 "In God we trust."
It is in God we trust.
哦，我们信靠神。
That we trust in God.
啊，我 Google 一下哈，如果你十年前美金一百块。你把它放在抽屉，到今天剩下多少钱
？So I googled how much $100 would be worth today if you had put it in a drawer and did nothing with it.
哦，大概它的价值剩下74块。
It said that it would probably be worth around $74 today.
所以这个钱的价值会一直贬低啊。
So a value of a currency will depreciate.
哦，但是。它里面印的这一句话不会贬值。
But what is written on this currency will never depreciate.
哦，就是信靠神。
In God we trust.
哦，这永远是一句真理。
This is an eternal truth.
哦，那为什么美国的钱会印上我信靠神
？So why is "In God we trust" written on the U.S. currency？
哦，这个就在反映。美国本身的建立跟神有关系。
It reflects how this country was established.
哦，所以美国的宪法里面你可以找到神这个字。
God exists in U.S. law.
哦，所以这个国家本来是敬拜独一真神的国家。
This country once believed in the one and true only God.
哦，我们今天会在这里聚会大部分都信有神。
We worship here today because most of us believe that there is God.
哦，但是有一个属灵功课值得我们来学习。
But there's a lesson for us to learn spiritually.
哦，就是信靠神。
It's for us to trust in God.
哦，只有信，没有靠，我们会失去很大的福气。
So if we only believe but don't trust, then we're missing a great blessing.
哦，但是如果我们在信的基础上学习信靠。我们会过一个非常不一样的生活。
On the other hand, if over the course of coming to believe, we also learn to trust, then our lives will change.
哦，所以2026年要怎么过呢
？So how should we live 2026？
哦，有很多功课我们可以学习。
There are many lessons that we can learn.
但是有一个功课就是学习来信靠神。
And one important lesson is for us to trust in God.
哦，那在2026年结束的时候，我们一定会有很多不同的感受。
When 2026 ends, we will have all sorts of reflections.
因为我从年初开始，我就立志要信靠神。
Because we made the determination at the beginning of the year to rely and trust in God.
我们现在来看诗篇。
Let's turn to Psalm.
诗篇的125篇。
Psalm 125.
诗篇的125篇。
Psalm number 125.
125篇的第一节。
Psalm 125 verse 1. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved but remains forever.
这个地方讲信靠神的好像锡安永不动摇。
Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved.
人算什么
？Who is man？
圣经里面讲我们是灰尘。
The Bible describes us as dust.
你看有没有看到这里有灰尘
？And do we see it? Did see dust？
没有看到。
We can't see dust.
有没有灰尘？有。
Is there dust? Of course there is.
那为什么我看不见
？Why can't we see it then？
太小了。
Because it is too small。
所以有时候空气不好那窗户都打开来，一阵风吹过去所以灰尘都消失了。
And sometimes we open our windows and allow the wind to blow, and with a gust of wind, the dust blows away。
这个叫做人它是灰尘。
That is what humans are. We are dust.
但是这个地方讲，它永不动摇，好像锡安山永不动摇。
But here it says, which cannot be moved and remains forever, like Mount Zion.
那一个这么微小的人，怎么有可能不动摇？
So how can someone so small remain and not be unmoved?
所以有时候我们常常觉得人是环境的产物。
And sometimes we may say that humans are the product of our environment.
我们是受到很多环境的影响，今天变成我这个人。
We are who we are because of the environment that we grew up in.
人是容易被改变的。
And humans change easily.
但是一个人如果懂得信靠神。
But if a person knows to trust in God,
他是不会动摇，他是很稳固的一个人。
Then this person will be stable and unmovable.
他是不容易被外面的改变所改变的人。
This person will not be easily changed by their surroundings.
这就是一个很大的不同。
And this is very different.
那我们要谈到信靠神之前哦，那我们先来看，那不要信靠什么。
Before we talk about trusting in God, let's look at what we should not trust in.
那这样哦，我们就能够对信靠神有更清楚的了解。
This will help us to have a better understanding of what it means to trust in God.
一般人哦，谁都不信，我信我自己。
Most people will say, I believe in nobody but myself.
连神我也不信，神看不见，我就信我自己。
I don't see God, so I don't trust in him, but I trust myself.
那这样的人哦，在改变成为我真的信靠神，他的人生会有什么不同？
So how would life change if that person becomes someone who trusts in God?
我们现在看箴言。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes.
箴言 Proverbs.
Proverbs.
箴言第三章。
Proverbs verse, chapter 3.
箴言第三章第第五节。
Verse 5. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5.Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding.
这个地方讲哈，你要专心仰赖神，要专心信靠神。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
那下面讲，不要依靠自己的聪明。
And do not lean on your own understanding.
所以我们人不容易信靠神，为什么？
So why is it so hard for us to trust in God?
因为我们觉得我通常很聪明。
Because we think we're pretty smart.
我书读很多。
We've studied a lot.
所以这些知识，我头脑的聪明，能够帮助我来决定我前面的路怎么走。
And all this knowledge will help us determine what to do next.
所以当一个人他依靠自己的聪明，他就不会完全依靠神。
So when we trust in our own intellect, we do not trust in God.
但是如果依靠自己跟依靠神结论是一样，那依靠自己也没有什么不好。
Now, if the conclusion of trusting in ourselves versus trusting in God is the same, then it's fine for us to trust ourselves.
那为什么不要依靠自己？
But why shouldn't we rely and trust in ourselves?
我们现在来看，回来看诗篇，箴言第的第三章。
Let's continue reading Proverbs chapter 3.
第六节。
Verse 6.
第三章第六节。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 6. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight.
这个地方讲，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他。
In all of your ways, acknowledge him.
那他必指引你的路。
He will make your path straight.
这个到底什么意思？
What does this mean?
我们每一天都在走我们自己的路。
Every day we walk our own path.
那如果依靠自己，我们就是走自己的路。
If we trust in ourselves, then we walk the way we want to go.
那如果我们信靠神，在我们所行的事上，我们要做的决定，都依靠神。
But if we trust in God in all things,
然后神就会指引我们的路。
Then he will make sure that our paths are straight.
那神指引了我们的路，跟我们自己用聪明去走出来的路有什么不同？当然很大的不同。
So what's the difference between trusting in God to make our path straight versus relying on our own intellect?
谁知道明天？
Who knows tomorrow?
没有一个人知道明天。
None of us know tomorrow.
谁掌管明天？
Who upholds tomorrow?
没有一个人掌管明天。
None of us do.
但是神知道明天。
But God knows tomorrow.
神掌管明天。
God is in control of tomorrow.
所以如果我们信靠神，
So if we trust in God,
特别我们信了主，就归入主的名下。
If we trust in God and come under His name,
我们是神的儿女。
We become His children.
是非常尊贵的。
We are precious.
我们是神的产业。
We are His inheritance.
是非常尊贵的。
We are precious.
神愿意把最好的给我们。
He is willing to give the very best to us.
所以我们如果信靠神在神的带领之下
So if we trust God's guidance
我们的人生会是最好的人生
Then our lives will be the best lives
你不一定赚很多钱
We may not make lots of money
不一定世界上很成功
We may not be very successful in this world
不一定世界上很成名
We may not be famous
可能是一个很普通的人
We might be a very ordinary person
但是我们的人生是最好的人生
But we will live the best life
为什么
Why
因为我们在天父的带领之下
Because we will be under God's guidance
我们知道为什么我们今天人一大堆问题
Do you know why we have faced all sorts of problems today
就是亚当他要走自己的路
It is because Adam chose to walk his own path
神说这个树上果子你都可以吃
God told him you could eat all fruit around here
所以他天天吃神所预备的这些食物
So he ate the food provided by God
他天天看到神的荣耀
Every day he witnessed God's glory
那是极大的满足啊
Isn't that great satisfaction?
他天天感受神的同在
Every day he experienced God's abidance
那是极大的平安啊
Isn't that great peace?
但是亚当要走自己的路啊
But Adam decided to take his own path
你说不可以吃我就要吃
You tell me I shouldn't eat this, I want to eat this
所以结果就走出了伊甸园
And the result is that he ended up exiting Eden
这个就是人生一切痛苦问题的来源
And that is the beginning of suffering
那今天如果我们真的信靠神
Today, if we truly learn to trust in God
神最后的目标就是要在耶稣基督里面改造我们
The ultimate goal is to transform us under Christ
怎么改造我们
How?
他就是一条路
He is the way
所以他要带领我们回来到神的身边
He will bring us back to the bosom of Christ
他要带领我们回到神所同在的伊甸园里面
He will bring us back to the Garden of Eden where God resides
那这样的人生就是最满足的人生
And such a life is the most fulfilling life
这样的婚姻就是最圆满的婚姻
And such marriage is the most fulfilling marriage
这样的家庭就是最幸福的家庭
Such family is the most blessed family
这样的人生就是最有价值的人生
Such life is the most valuable life
所以要信靠神啊
So we need to trust in God
如果我们只靠自己的聪明
If we rely on our own intellect
我们一直觉得这样对这样对一直往前去
And we think, well, this is right, and that's how we move forward
活到人生的最后一口气我们发现我不对了
In our last breath, we might realize,Well, that was wrong.
为什么?
Why?
因为我没有永生啊。
Because I have no eternal life.
那一切都变成虚空了。
Then all is vanity.
所以我们人活着不要依靠自己。
So let us not rely on ourselves in our lives.
如果我们依靠自己，就是我们觉得我比神有智慧。
If we trust in ourselves only, then we're saying that we are wiser than God.
如果我们依靠自己，就表示我能够掌管明天。
If we rely on ourselves, then we're saying that we hold tomorrow.
真的是这样吗？当然不是这样。
Of course not.
所以啊，我们人不要依靠自己，才能够完全来依靠神。
Only when we stop trusting in ourselves can we truly trust God.
这是第一个依靠自己，不要依靠自己的聪明。
So do not trust in our own intellect.
好，我们现在来看提摩太前书。
Let's look at 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书的第六章。
First Timothy chapter 6.
第六章的十七节。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 17. Verse 17. Instruct those who are rich in this present world not to be conceited or to set their hope on the uncertainty of riches, but on God who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy.
好，这个地方讲哈。那今世富足的人不要自高也不要依靠无定的钱财
So instruct those who are rich in the present world not to be conceited or to set their hope on the uncertainty of riches.
然后要依靠什么？
Then what should they rely on?
依靠后世百物给我们享受的神。
But on God who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy.
如果我们看那个New King James Version 哦，这个神加上一个 living， 后世给百物给我们享受那活的神。
So in the NKJV version, it translates this verse as being on the living God.
哦，所以圣经告诉我们，不要依靠钱。
The Bible tells us, do not rely on riches.
啊，如果我们依靠钱，我们就不会依靠神。
Because if we rely on our wealth, then we will not trust in God.
啊，所以看起来哦，钱多很好。
So it seems good to have lots of money.
哦，但是钱多又不会依靠钱的人很少。
But very few people will be rich and yet not rely on their riches.
哦，那钱多我又依靠神，那这有什么不好？
What's wrong with being wealthy and still relying on God?
哦，下面说要依靠后世百物给我们享受的神。
But here it says, but on God who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy.
他是活的神。
He is a living God.
所以我们如果依靠他，神会有一个回应。
When we trust in him, he will respond.
那神的回应是什么？
How does he respond?
后世百物给我们享受。
By giving supplying us with all things to enjoy.
那神的回应就是我们的体验。
And when he responds, that's an experience for us.
所以你如果看一个人钱很多，请他讲一些信仰的体验，有时候他讲不出来。
So when we meet someone wealthy and we ask them to share a testimony about their experience, they often have nothing to share.
为什么？
Why?
因为他在头脑里面哦，钱去都解决了。
Because in their minds, money solves all problems.
啊，所以他不会靠神。
So they don't know how to trust in God.
那不会靠神，你对神就没有体验了。
And if you don't know how to trust in God, then you will never experience him.
而且这个地方讲，它是无定的钱财。
And here it says, it's all things to enjoy.
哦，无定啊，漂流不定。
Oh, in the uncertainty of riches.
哦，所以有时候你有钱啊，但是你年轻有钱不等于你年老有钱啊。
So just because you're rich when you're young doesn't mean that you'll be old and rich.
哦，而且钱本身它是死的，它不是活的。
And wealth is stagnant, it's not living.
有很多问题它不能解决啊。
Many things can't be solved with wealth.
啊，钱可以买到很好的床。
Money can buy you a nice bed.
它买不到好的睡眠。
But it cannot buy you good slumber.
钱可以买到最好的保险。
Money can buy you the best insurance.
啊，但是它没有办法买到啊，你心灵的平安。
But it cannot buy you inner peace.
哦，我们可以列出一堆啦。
There's all sorts of things we can list here.
哦，钱的功用是有限的。
Money is limited.
哦，所以我们如果依靠钱，钱就变成我们的神。
So if we trust in our money, then money becomes our God.
哦，就表示它比神还厉害。
That we think that money is more powerful than God.
哦，那一个人要从依靠钱到开始依靠神，这需要一段操练。
And it takes training to turn our reliance from money to God.
啊，所以为什么有的人信主之后啊，我有经历很多操练。
And why do some people undergo training after they come to believe?
啊，因为经过操练，我们知道钱财的有限，我们懂得真的依靠神。
Because this training shows us the limits of wealth and that we should trust in God.
那如果我们依靠钱，我们就很在意我银行的存款多还是少，因为我是依靠它。
As someone who trusts in wealth, your concern will be over how much is in your bank.
那如果我们依靠神，
But if we trust in God,
这个银行的存款多感谢神，少也感谢神。
We'll thank God if we have lots of money, and we'll still thank God if there's nothing there.
因为神用他的恩典养活我。
Because God's grace is what keeps us alive.
你生活没有缺乏。
And you lack nothing.
但是你对神很有体验。
But you've experienced God.
哦，对神的信心更加坚强。
And you have a strengthened faith in God.
哦，所以有钱不是不好。
So there's nothing wrong with having money.
但是有钱的不好就是人不会依靠神，只依靠钱。
But the problem with having money is that we end up trusting money and not God.
那这要经过操练。
And we will need to be trained out of this.
人还是有钱，但是他的心已经不依靠那个，他会懂得依靠神。
Because, so that we become someone who can have money but still know to trust in God.
这是第二个，不要依靠钱。
So the second point is do not rely on trust in money.
那我们就对后世白物给我们的神有更清楚的体验。
And then we will be clear on our understanding of our living God.
好，我们现在再来看撒加利亚书。
Let's turn to Zechariah.
撒加利亚书的第四章第六节。
Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6.Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Then he said to me, This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of armies.
这个地方讲哈，不要依靠势力，不要依靠才能，那要依靠什么？依靠神的灵才能够成大事。
So do not trust in might or power, but trust in God's spirit.
当然在整个以色列撒加利亚书是在讲这个重建圣殿，重建人的信仰。
The book of Zechariah talks about the rebuilding of the temple and the faith of the nation.
今天也是指着我们在推动教会的圣工。
And it describes also how we move our church today.
有时候我在看这个教会成长的这种记录，
When I look
或者见证。
Look at the stories about how a church grows.
那个成长最快的教会，我仔细看，里面没有很特别的人，都是很普通的人。
When you look at the churches that grow the quickest, usually there's no one that's spectacular.
我最近到一个教会去。
So recently I went to visit a church.
他分开来的时候，人数不到一百人。
There were only about 100 members when they first branched off.
不到一百人。
Under 100 people members.
十年以后，会堂差不多坐满。
10 years later, the chapel is full.
我可以看到这个教会成长很快。
And we see how this church has grown great quickly.
我仔细看，这里面的人都很普通啊。
And I look, and it's like and all the members are pretty average.
然后为什么这两个会有关系？
So how are these two things related?
在世界上很有能力，很有智慧，很有成就，当然这是神的恩典。
So it is God's blessing to be successful in this world.
但是当一个人想要来服侍神。
But when a person decides to serve God.
那服侍神两个目标啊，第一个就是宣道，第二个是牧养。
Then you need to, your work may consist of pastoring or evangelizing.
我们在世界上多有能力，多有学问，多有智慧，跟圣工会不会推动没有关系。
But whether, you, no matter how successful or how smart you are in this world, it has nothing to do with how the work prospers.
如果一个人有这样的觉悟，
So when a person makes this determination,
他就在推动圣工当中会全心依靠神。
To push holy work, they will learn to completely trust in God.
但是不简单。
But that's not easy.
人在社会上有什么，在教会里面不会依靠社会有的，不简单。
Because it is very hard to not rely on our successes in the world when it comes to doing holy work.
这个是对神有很清楚的认识，对自己有很清楚的认识之后，人才会有改变。
It requires having a clear understanding of God and a clear understanding of ourselves.
我们现在看所罗门本身的体验。
Let's look at Solomon, for example.
我们看诗篇的127篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 127.
诗篇的127篇。
Psalm number 127.
127篇的第一节跟第二节。
Psalm 127, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1. Unless the Lord builds a house, they who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord guards a city, the watchmen stay awake in vain.2. It is futile for you to rise up early, to stay up late, to eat the bread of painful labor. This is how he gives to those to his beloved sleep.
如果我们看这个第一节前面，所罗门上行的诗。
So verse 1 says that it's a song of ascent of Solomon.
所罗门是谁？
Who's Solomon?
所罗门是以色列的一个王。
Solomon was a king of Israel.
在他当王的时候，他的国家非常的强盛。
And the The nation was great during his reign.
哦，他是一个非常有智慧的王。
He was a very wise king.
哦，连南方的四巴女王也要来听他讲智慧的话。
Even the queen from the southern kingdom came to listen to him speak.
那听到所罗门讲智慧话，他用很多的问题，他没有一个不能回答。
And she asked many questions, but Solomon was able to answer every one of them.
哦，这个四巴女王就诧异的神不守，说怎么有这么有智慧的人
？The queen of Sheba proclaimed, "How can?"
枉然。
So it is futile.
对。好，这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
如果我们看第一节哈。
Verse one.
第一节在讲建造房屋。
So building the house.
下面在讲看守城池。
And guards the city.
然后他就在讲两种的建造。
And then there's two types of construction.
建造房屋当然是人去盖的啊。
So,humans construct and build a house.
但是他前面说，如果神没有去盖，人去干就枉然了。
But yet it says, unless the Lord builds a house, those who build it labor in vain.
In vain. In vain 就是说你花这么多的功夫没有成果。
So you put in all this effort, but it's all in vain. No result.
人要努力，但是会不会有结果，这个不是我们能控制的。
So humans put in the work, but whether there's something, anything that comes from it is up to God.
这是什么？这是神控制的。
Because God controls that.
那个房屋是什么？
And what is this house?
那个房屋就是人的信仰。
This house is human faith.
所以我们在宣道工作就是建立人的信仰。
The work of evangelism is the work of building a person's faith.
那我们要努力啊。
We have to put in the work.
这是我们的本分。
And that is our lot.
但是你努力就可以建造人的信仰吗？
But just because we put in the work doesn't mean that someone's faith will get built up.
因为宣道工作是跟魔鬼在征战。
Because when we evangelize, we are doing battle with Satan.
你要把他抢出来，魔鬼要把他拉回去。
You're trying to rescue this person, and Satan wants to hold on.
在人的心中设下各样的障碍。
And Satan will set all sorts of obstacles.
你不要想说来到教会很客气，他不一定会信啊。
And don't think that just because someone comes and is polite here that they will come to believe.
因为里面这个障碍哦，不是神的能力拿不掉的。
Because without God's help, there's no way to overcome the obstacles in a person's heart.
所以为什么彼得一次证道三千个人洗礼？
So how did 3,000 people come to believe when Peter preached?
这是一个渔夫啊。
He's a fisherman.
他也没有什么口才啊。
He was not particularly eloquent.
神的道好像两刃的利剑扎到人的心。
But God's word were like twin swords that pierced the heart.
彼得说要悔改，回去悔改就悔改。
When Peter says repent, they repent.
施洗约翰说毒蛇的种类，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒？
When John the Baptist says you brood of viper, how do you try to flee from the future wrath?
这个话很难听啊。
This is a terrible thing to say.
但是很多人悔改。
And many people repented.
这是什么？
What is this?
不是施洗约翰有什么才能啊？
It's not because John the Baptist was particularly gifted.
是神的能力在工作。
But it's because the power of God was doing the work.
所以我们今天要建造信仰，抢救灵魂，要依靠神的灵才能成事。
So today, in order to evangelize and to get people to come to believe, it really requires God's power.
好，那第一节的下半句。
Second half of the verse, first verse.
如果不是神看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
Unless the Lord guards a city, the watchman stays awake in vain.
这个城池已经盖好了。
So once we build the city,
你要去看守，敌人才不会攻进来啊。
We have to guard it so that enemies don't attack.
那这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
就是牧养。
Means pasturing.
当一个人信主以后，他的信仰好像一座城啊。
So once a person's faith is established, their faith is like a city.
这个城本来是应该是神住在里面。
And God should be dwelling in the city.
所以我们是神的殿啊，神住在我们里面。
We are the temple of God, and God lives in us.
但是啊，有时候就被魔鬼攻进来了。
But sometimes Satan manages to enter.
所以牧养工作啊，人需要努力。
So it requires God's help to be able to.Pasture.
但是需要神的工作。
And we need God to work.
那魔鬼怎么攻进人的心？
So how does Satan invade our hearts?
如果魔鬼晚上显现那不容易攻到人的心。
if Satan just appears before us, that probably is not very effective as an invasion.
魔鬼来了，要起来，要祷告啊。
Because we know that when we see Satan, we should go pray.
但是魔鬼怎么攻进人的心？
So how does Satan invade our heart?
借着文化。
Through culture.
所以以弗所书第二章里面在讲文化就是让你做你想要做，很自由。
Ephesians chapter 2 describes culture as the ability for the, us being able to do whatever we want to do.
再来，你会觉得很快乐的，会让你活得很快乐。
Or the things that make us happy.
这个就是现在文化的特质。
That is the characteristic of culture today.
所以很难抵挡。
It is very difficult to block.
我很自由，没有限制。
I have freedom. I can do what without limits.
我活得很快乐，没有痛苦，谁不要？
And who doesn't want to be happy?
但是文化的背后是什么？
But what is behind culture?
以弗所书第二章说，那是灵的工作。
Ephesians chapter 2 tells us it is the work of the Spirit.
就是魔鬼的工作。
Or Satan's work.
所以如果一个人有神的灵在感动。
So today, if we have God's Spirit in us,
人就有这个能力能够抵挡魔鬼借着文化要打倒我们信仰。
We will be able to thwart Satan's attempt at invading us through culture.
我们再看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
你们清早起来，晚上安歇劳碌，吃得劳碌饭，本来是枉然的。
It is futile for you to rise up early to stay up late to eat the bread of painful labor.
下面，唯有神所爱的必叫他安然睡觉。
This is how he gives to his beloved sleep.
我们很认真工作。
So we work hard.
一大早出去工作，晚上工作很晚回来。
We get up early to go to work and we stay up late.
我们本来是应该好好享受这个成果。
And in the end, we are supposed to enjoy the fruits of our labor.
很累，晚上回到家倒下去很好睡。
And we should be able to go to sleep easily.
但是这里讲神所爱的才能够叫他安然睡觉。
But he is the one who gives us, he is the one who gives the beloved sleep.
为什么？
Why?
因为有神帮助。我们辛苦回来拿钱回到家，我们有一个平安的家，我们才能够享受幸福的生活。
So to be able to come home to a house filled with love after a hard day's work, that is God's blessing.
那你如果辛苦去上班，夫妻两个上班，回到家吵得像地狱一样，你怎么能够睡觉？
If two people work hard all day and come home and fight all night, it is like hell. How can you possibly sleep?
所以努力工作不等于家庭有平安。
So just because you work hard does not mean that you will have peace in the house.
可能这个 iPhone 都是新的。
Maybe everybody has a new iPhone.
车子也是新的。
Maybe we have a new car.
但是里面的家庭生活是旧的。
But this family is old.
为什么？
Why?
因为他是旧人。
Because it is old man,
被罪性所控制，
still controlled by sin,
所以幸福不在里面。
So there is no there is no love in this house.
所以所罗门活的一辈子，他发现了人要努力啊，但是真的要活在幸福里面要真的要推动圣工要神工作。
So Solomon, after living in one entire life, realized that it requires God to have a beloved home to come to.
所以不要依靠自己的聪明。
So do not rely on our own intellect.
凡事要认定神。
We should always acknowledge God.
他会指引我们的路。
Because he will guide our path.
不要依靠无定的钱财。
Do not trust in unstable wealth.
要依靠又真又活的神。
Rather trust in the living and true God.
他就会后世百物给我们享受。
Then he will give us eternal riches to enjoy.
不要依靠人的势力跟钱财。
Do not trust in our own capabilities and our own wealth.
要依靠神的灵。
But rather trust in God.
房屋才能够盖得起来。
Then we can build our house.
城池才能够看守得住。
Then we can be a good watchman.
就是不要这三个。不要依靠。
So there are three things that we cannot trust in.
那我们现在回来看诗篇的125篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 125.
诗篇的125篇。
Psalm number 125.
依靠神的人好像锡安永不动摇。
Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion who cannot be moved.
非常稳定。
We are very stable.
他不会被打倒。
We will not fall.
有没有实际的例子呢？
Is there a real example of this?
当然是有啊。
Of course.、
哦、所以你看那个扫罗追杀大卫。
Look at how Saul pursued David.
大卫没有什么错误。
David didn't do anything wrong.
扫罗为什么要杀大卫？
So why did Saul want to kill David?
因为大卫变成扫罗要的王权的一个威胁。
Because David threatened Saul's kingship.
啊，如果他没有把大卫杀掉，
If he didn't go and kill David,
大卫迟早会变成王。
David will become king.
哦，所以在山上追来追去，追来追去。
So he pursued him in the mountains.
哦。有两次差不多扫罗就在几尺的距离之内。
And there were a couple of times when Saul was within a few feet of David.
但是为什么扫罗抓不到大卫？
But why was Saul unable to capture David?
圣经里面讲啊，因为大卫坚信依靠神。
The Bible tells us it is because David was determined to trust in God.
哦，那神就好像锡安山啊，众山围绕他。
God was like Mount Zion protecting him.
好，我们来看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2. Verse
2.
As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time and forever.
好，众山围绕耶路撒冷啊，就是这个耶路撒冷就是众山所屏障一个保护。
So Jerusalem is protected by the mountains that surround it.
好，然后神也要围绕他的百姓。
And likewise, the Lord surrounds his people.
哦，如果神围绕你，
So if the Lord protects us,
谁能够把你怎么样？
Who can do anything against us?
他是神耶，他围绕你啊。
He is God and he surrounds us.
谁能够把你怎样？
What can other people do?
哦，所以人一生哦，真正给我们安全的保障不是世界上你有什么。
So the true source of security is not anything that is in this world.
哦，是神围绕我们。
But rather God surrounding us.
哦，那神为什么围绕我们？
Why does God surround us?
因为我们坚信依靠他。
Because we have made the determination to trust in him.
哦，所以依靠神，也就可以享受在他里面的这种平静安稳。
And when we trust in God, we can experience peace and security in him.
如果没有神允许，
if God, it is not permitted by God,
一根头发也不会掉，
then not even a hair would fall from our head.
这个是圣经讲的。
The Bible tells us this.
哦，如果没有神的允许，
without God's permission,
什么也不会发生，
nothing will happen.
哦，所以啊，神围绕我们啊，这个是人生最大的保障，最大的幸福。
So it is the greatest source of security and joy to have God surround us.
那有时候我们常常想说，那我信靠神啊，我还是好像没有那种安全的保障。
But sometimes we may think, well, I trust in God, but I don't feel security in, from God.
哦，因为信靠神还有一个条件，你这个条件做到了，你就可以体会到神真的只是在围绕我们，在看顾我们。
It's because there's one more condition that we need to meet before God will surround and protect us.
那这个条件是什么？
And what is this condition?
我们现在回来看诗篇125篇。
Let's look back at Psalm number 125.
啊，第四节。
Verse 4. Verse 4, do good, Lord, to those who are good and to those who are upright in their hearts.
这里讲，求你善待那为善和心里正直的人。
So do good, Lord, to those who are good and to those who are upright in their hearts.
所以我心里信靠神。
So if I know to trust in God in my heart,
但是我的生活要改变。
Our lives also need to change.
如果我心信靠神，
If we trust in the Lord,
我还是过着不义的生活，
but we still live in an unrighteous life,
即使怎么信靠，神还不会像啊山围绕我们。
We can trust all we want, but God will not surround us like that mountain.
但是如果我们信靠神，
but if we trust in God,
你看，神善待那为善跟心里正直的人，
then God will do good to those who are good.
那这个反面的是什么？
What's the opposite of this?
就是第五节。
Verse 5.
那偏行弯曲道路的人，神必使他和作恶的人一同出去受刑罚。
But those who turn aside to their crooked ways, the Lord will lead them away with those who practice injustice.
所以这两个是对比的。
These two things are contrast.
所以我们的生活如果有更新，有变化。
If we transform and change our lives.
为善，第一个是为善。
And we do good.
什么是善？
What is good?
啊，最容易解释就是用钱财帮助别人。
I mean, the easiest way to explain is that you use your wealth to help others.
这个只是开始。
That's just the beginning.
啊，圣经里面讲哦，神认为好，神认为善是什么？
The Bible describes what God considers good.
我们大家都很清楚。
We should all be familiar.
啊，第一个行公义。
Is to love justice.
第二个好怜悯。
Do mercy.
第三个。存谦卑的心跟神同行
to walk humbly with our God.
啊，如果我们的生活一直追求这三件事情
so if we pursue these three things in our life,
行公义
if we
我做的一切要让神看是对的
if we do justice so that we do what is right in the eyes of God,
我对不对不重要
doesn't matter if we're right.
啊，神看对不对这很重要
but what matters most is whether God sees what we do is right.
那好怜悯呢
And to love mercy
对人
towards people、
哦、常常想要去传福音救人
and we constantly feel compelled、哦、to preach the gospel and save souls
看到教会信徒信心软弱的真的很希望帮助他能够回头
and when we see members experiencing、哦、difficulty that we want to help them、哦、
然后心里真的尊神为大
and we see God as our great、
哦、然后跟神同行
And so we walk humbly with him.
有这样行善的生活
that when we live and do good in our lives,
我们专心依靠神，神就要四面围绕我们。
And we trust fully in God, then God will surround us.
我们是一个不会动摇的人。
Then we will not be easily shaken.
我们只是尘土，泥土。
We are just dirt.
是因为神跟我们同在。
But it is because God is with us.
好，我们现在再来看一节。
Let's look at another verse.
耶利米书十七章
Jeremiah chapter 17、
啊、耶利米书
Jeremiah chapter 17、
啊、十七章的第七节
Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 7 verse 7 Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord
好这个地方讲、啊、以神为可靠、啊、所以信靠的人神的人有福了
So blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord、
啊啊、那我们 一听到有福、啊、如果我们用世俗的观念、啊、是不是钱赚多一点、啊、公司的地位又升高了
So when we hear the word blessed, do we think, oh, that means making lots of money and having a really high position at work?
但是圣经讲的福不是讲这个。
But that is not the blessing that's described in the Bible.
哦，那福在哪里？
How are we blessed?
第八节。
Verse 8, For he will be like a tree planted by the water that extends its roots by a stream and does not fear when the heat comes, but its leaves will be green.
这个人说，他要像树栽于水旁。
So this person will be like a tree planted by the water.
哦，树有两部分。
And there's two parts to a tree.
第一部分就是看不见那个根。
The first part are the roots that we can't see.
啊，第二部分就是根以上你看得见的部分。
The second half is the tree that we actually can see.
那这个两个很有关系啊。
But the two are connected.
信靠神的人，就是他心里的最深处，他已经跟神连在一起了。
A person who trusts in God will be connected from the heart to God.
你看，我们现在在这里聚会。
We are here attending service.
我们都是真耶稣教会的信徒。
We are all True Jesus Church members.
可能大部分我们都得圣灵。
Most of us have the Holy Spirit.
哦，外表看起来都一样。
Externally, we all look the same.
但是当我们的心挖深一点。
But when we dig deep into our hearts,
你就发现每个人心里所依靠的不一样。
We may find that what we trust in our hearts is different.
就我们刚刚讲的，有的依靠自己。
Some will trust in themselves.
我很聪明。
I'm very smart.
啊，有的依靠自己的能力。
Some will trust in their capabilities.
有的依靠自己的钱财。
Some will trust in their own wealth.
看这个股票数字越来越高，啊，很高兴。
When they see the stocks rise, they are happy.
哦，但是真正在依靠神的。
But a person who truly trusts in God,
他的心跟神连在一起。
They are connected to God.
啊，那福气在哪里？
So where is the blessing?
福气就是在沿着来到，哦，他不惧怕。
The blessing comes when they are not afraid.
外面的环境怎么改变，他不会怕。
That they will not be afraid regardless of what is happening in the world.
因为我的心跟神连在一起。
Because their hearts are connected to God.
啊，那保护我的是造天地的神。
The maker of heaven and earth is the one who protects me.
所以这样的人，下面他叶子不会青翠，不，叶子能青翠。
But its leaves will be green.
结果子不止。
And nor will it cease to yield fruit.
所以在任何一个环境下，它可以结果子。
So this tree will yield fruit in all environments.
自己可以享用，别人也可以享用。
So we can enjoy the fruits and others can enjoy it as well.
所以2026年的开始。
So at the beginning of 2026,
我们大家都信主耶稣。
We all believe in God.
我们一起来学习信靠神。
Let's learn to trust in God.
2026年的结束。
At the end of 2026,
我们将会有很多美好的见证。
We will have many great testimonies.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
354首。
Hymn number 354.